This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor and co-host Mark Murphy.
Hi there, Dave.
The marketplace for the Affordable Health Care Act options is HealthSource RI in Rhode Island. Its director, Christine Ferguson, is our guest. And you're in a very, very busy situation, and we appreciate you spending some time with us.
I'm so happy to be here.
Enrollment for business, which is the focus of this interview, is how? It's slow, and if so, why do you think?
Well, for businesses in Rhode Island, the renewals happen month by month. So, for example, in January, there are only about 1,000 to 1,200 renewals for that month. So we're expecting about 10% of those renewals for a brand new product, complete change for people.
And these are companies with 50 or fewer employees, is that
these
right?
These are companies with 50 or fewer employees. We are seeing a spike in people as they find out about it. We have more and more businesses coming in and talking with us.
Businesses sign up with the exchange, but it gives the option for employees to have total choice, just as in the individual market, individuals have total choice. That's right.
Right. So the way that it works is an employer comes to HealthSource RI, they choose what's called a reference plan, and then their employees can choose from any of the 16 plans that are offered. And then the employer writes one check, the same way they do now, to HealthSource RI. We have people at the contact center who are available 7 days a week to answer any questions from the employees about plans to help them pick a plan. And then they are available all year round as they have issues or questions about the plans that they've picked.
So do you have numbers right now, like how many businesses have actually signed up and then how many of their employees have actually chosen plans?
So we won't release December's numbers officially until January, but we've seen a spike in numbers this month, and we're close to 100 businesses, which is, again, about 10% of the renewals for January. We just extended the date, so this is an important component. Small employers have until December 27th to select a plan for their employees, and employees have until December 31st to accept coverage or select a plan. Payment doesn't have to be made until January 6th for retroactive coverage, but we're encouraging them to pay by the 31st.
In people involved in small business that I've spoken with, both employees and some mom-and-pop kind of business owners, there is at least the impression that signing up for coverage through HealthSource RI is a more complicated effort than you might think. That's what their impression is, that you need to have the health information for each employee, perhaps each of the 50 employees, and you've got to go online and then establish accounts, et cetera. What's your take on that?
So there are a couple of different ways that you can use the system. One is through your broker, and we encourage that. And the broker can do that work for you. We can help you and walk you through. We have tech people who are available to come out to your business and help you go through the process and help your employees go through the process. I think that this is a brand new way of buying healthcare for small businesses. And it is critically important to the future of healthcare costs because for the first time, we'll have real competition at the individual level. And the more employers we get in with full employee choice, the faster we'll be able to see some of the changes that people would like to see in the cost of healthcare and the quality of healthcare.
Again, in talking with people in the small business community, they seem to be just holding back in general, not just signing up for healthcare or changing their healthcare situation, but they're waiting to see if indeed the economy is turning around. You know, it's Christmas time. They have year-end goals to meet.
Right.
This is just something else to add to that layer of,
right,
on the to-do list, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we're definitely seeing that. This is something new. It has to be explained. It's not easy to understand at first blush because we're so used to buying healthcare in a particular way. It is the holiday season. All of those things are true. When we talk to businesses about what the possibility is for the future and how this can affect their rate next year as well as this year. Businesses understand and are really seriously considering this. But there's no question, anytime you do something new, it takes a little bit of time to take up. And honestly, the snafus at the federal level and the constant changing that they've done and the problems that they've had have definitely had an impact on us. Businesses are worried about that, and they're not clear about whether or not the federal system is actually the state system. And I want to be really clear. In Rhode Island, we're doing it completely differently than the federal government. Things are working. Everything's not perfect, but every time we go through the enrollment process with a business, we improve the system. It's an early adapter situation. We have close to 100 businesses that are taking that leap, and we're very serious about making sure that the benefit of that early adoption actually pays off.
Are you using those businesses, in a sense, to spread the word, to tell their people close in the business community, hey, you know, it's not so bad. You might want to look into it.
Absolutely. We're starting to do that more, I think. Initially, we were really working closely with the brokers and relying on the brokers, and that has worked out well in many cases. In some cases, the brokers are just as skeptical as the small businesses. So we have started reaching out with small business owners and SBANE and some of those other entities and people who do appreciate the value of what we're doing long term. And that is proving to be very helpful.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, and we're speaking with HealthSource RI Director Christine Ferguson.
So the individual mandate has to be sort of taken care of by the end of March, right? But for businesses, because they're, you know, signing up again is staggered throughout the year, you actually are sort of open for business through the entire year. Is that
yes,
right?
Absolutely. So for small businesses, we will be engaged in this conversation all the way through the year, every year, because the renewals happen on a monthly basis. So there are many businesses who renew in June or October. And so we will be having this conversation, which is, I think, a really great thing because it allows us to really talk about the value of grouping employers together, allowing employees to choose, and then using that mechanism to really drive consumer-based competition. And providers and consumers, for the first time, I think, are going to not feel like victims as we go through this in the next 2 years and really feel like their choices make a difference in the cost. And for businesses, what this system allows them to do is to set a dollar amount that they can contribute toward healthcare and pick a plan that's close to that and then allow their employees to choose. And many employers worry that their employees don't know enough about healthcare to really make good choices. And to me, that's the fundamental problem with the system. So this is not only an education process for employers, it's also a process for employees to learn about what healthcare really is and how they can affect their coverage. And for the first time ever, there is a neutral entity in HealthSource that can give them the answers to some of the questions that they've had.
You know, one sort of question has to do with the size of companies that can get into the exchange. So it's 50 and below, but you're hoping to actually increase the size of the companies, which makes sense. A larger employer has an employee base that's broader and more diverse, and they would have different interests in terms of their insurance, right?
Absolutely. So right now, because of state law, we have only employers under 50 are allowed to come to the exchange. That automatically, by federal law, increases to 100 in 2016. We're really hoping that in this legislative session, early on, that can be increased to 100. For 2015. And possibly, depending on how it's done, for the latter half of 2014.
In wrapping up, a quick question about the Massachusetts healthcare system, mm-hmm. which you were deeply involved with. Is there something there that you would like to see Rhode Island adopt?
We've actually had the benefit of watching both the positives and the negatives of what happened in Massachusetts. And our entire push around small business is the result of doing the opposite of what they did in Massachusetts with small business. We're partnering with brokers. they didn't. We are really respecting the way that employers think about health insurance and trying to adapt our system and our approach so that it's supportive of employers as opposed to kind of telling employers what they should do. And that we've already surpassed in just the number that we've enrolled now, what Massachusetts was able to do in 3 years. So we're in a different place. And I thank Massachusetts for having that experience so that we could look at it and learn from it.
Okay. HealthSource Rhode Island Director Christine Ferguson, your phone is probably ringing. We'll let you get back to work on this. And thanks for joining us.
And just remember, employers can sign up all the way to the 27th of December, and don't be surprised if you get a phone call from me.
Okay. Thanks to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Great as always, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This has been The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.
Support for The Bottom Line comes from Bank RI, a local bank creating financial solutions to help small businesses grow and succeed. More at bankri.com.